Good morning, church. I'm so glad that y'all are here at Kanawha City Church of Christ. And it doesn't feel like fall like it did earlier in the week, but I'm still wearing a sweater vest. If y'all can stand and sing, first song up is My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
So I was telling Matt earlier, before we started service, that last night we did the fireplace for the first time, and smoke filled the whole house. So if I sound like I have something in my throat, it's the smoke. We all were waking up sounding like basses this morning.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as wide in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Amen. Please be seated. Dear Father, bless this time we have together. Bless this time where we are singing loudly for your glory, where we are singing loudly for your praise that you deserve and you alone deserve. We're thankful for the time that we have here on this planet. We're thankful for the time that you are here, and we're thankful for the time that we are here together. Please bless this time, and bless this time where we go from here as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
This is the song before communion.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, with fears within and foes without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Now is the time we partake of communion. We have communion cups in the back of the auditorium. If you have not gotten one and you want to raise your hand, we will get one to you. Okay. For communion, I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Would you please bow with me as we ask for the blessing on the bread? Lord, we come before you to ask your blessing on this bread, which represents Christ's body, broken on the cross for us. We humble ourselves in your sight and in your presence. We recognize that by Christ's wounds, we are forgiven, we are healed. We remember his sacrifice on the cross, innocent and blameless, paying a price for us that we could not pay for ourselves, that we might be saved. So we ask for your blessing on this bread. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you please bow with me as we ask for the blessing of the fruit of the vine? Lord, we ask you to bless this fruit of the vine. This represents Christ's blood shed on the cross for us. Blood poured out for our transgressions, that while we were yet sinners, we might be saved. A blood that was innocent, that is a gift to us, undeserving and necessary for us, but not for Christ. And so we ask for this blessing that is motivated by love to save us despite ourselves and our hard-hearted natures, that we might think more like you, be more like you, and pray more like you. In Christ's name, amen. Separate apart from the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 16:2 says that members of the church are commanded to give on the first day of every week as we are prospered. Each of you, 16:2 says members of the church are commanded on the first day of every week, each of yours is to put aside something and store it up as they have prospered. So all money given to the church goes towards the work of the church. Offering plates are in the back of the auditorium. There's also an online giving option for members. And if you are a member and you haven't done so, you may do so after service. And so I'd ask you to bow your head with me as we ask for the blessing on the offering. Father, we come before you to ask your blessing on this offering, on the offerings of this church. We give knowing that you have blessed us abundantly, that you have given us far more than we deserve, and we give out of a joyful heart, not under compulsion or reluctance. We give knowing that you love a cheerful giver. We give knowing the value and purpose of our offerings and the work that our offerings support to help save souls locally and around the world. And we ask your blessing on those offerings. Christ's name, amen.
Okay, it's time for kids age 2 to 2nd grade to head on out. Not all at once, kids. What are we doing? And let's stand and sing a song before we have a video sermon, and I'll talk a little more about that. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humbling your heart to God, saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Love of so many cold, losing their home of gold. This in God's word is told, evils abound. When these signs come to pass, nearing the end at last, it will come very fast, trumpets will sound. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon, many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from all care,
free from all care,
rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then will fly, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Amen. Good job. Thank you for your patience with that. Go ahead and be seated. So we sang that, I think, during the Sunday where we were singing, the singing Sunday, and I went so fast, everyone was like, slow down. So I tried to go slower there. So hopefully that was better. So we were informed that Steve was going to be visiting family this weekend, earlier in the week. And so Chris and I were going to perform, or not perform, we're going to give a sermon that we are going to be proud of and be happy to deliver. And of course, yesterday morning at 2 a.m., he had to take his mom to the hospital. Thank God he was actually with his parents in Parkersburg, and that was just kind of a fortunate event that he was there, but unfortunate that she had to go to the hospital. So I think she's in good, stable condition. She's recovering. However, he is with his parents, and he called me yesterday at noon and said, I can't do anything. Can you just take care of it? I said, yes, sir, I will. And so instead of trying to just put something together without his help, found a good video sermon for us to watch and also took over leading worship. So sorry that I'm the B team. But this video is Chris Seedman speaking at my alma mater, Abilene Christian University, during one of the chapels. So it's short and sweet, but I think it has a very powerful message. So please enjoy. We are the body of Christ, and to this we give our lives, to see you glorified. One heart, one spirit, one voice to praise you.
We are the body of Christ, one heart, one spirit, one voice to praise you. We are the body of Christ, one goal, one vision, to see you exalted. We are the body of Christ, and to this we give our lives, to see you glorified. One heart, one spirit, one voice to praise you. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ.
And before he does pray, tonight at 5:30, we're having our prayer night, part of our Sunday evening services. So tonight, 5:30, prayer night.
Glad to see everyone out today. Hope God blesses you with a wonderful week. Please remember all the ones that are not here that are sick. Keep them in your prayers. I'm sure they appreciate it. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we bow before your throne, we come thanking you, Lord, for another day of life you've blessed each of us with. Thank you for the time we had here to worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray that everything was acceptable in your sight. We ask God to please continue to remember the sick that we pray for, to be your will, heal their bodies and minds. And we thank you for each and every one who's made their way out this day, that you'd be with them this week and strengthen them and encourage them in their walk with you. And we pray, God, that you'd go with us to our separate places of abode and bring us back at the next appointed time. We give you thanks and praise your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.